Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh boy. One of the questions I want to ask about the story as we talk about this Airbnb is, would you have booked this Airbnb in the first place, given what some of the reviews said about it? This was out of the Kansas City Star, and they profiled a woman and a family. And my understanding, the way I read this, is that they live in Overland Park, but they were having family here for Thanksgiving and decided to rent an Airbnb in Kansas City for this big family event where they were going to have everybody here.
Yep.
Which I know can get a little confusing, but there are people that do that. That way you don't have your own house in the mix. You have everybody in one house and it's great. So, and it comes as kind of a warning. There's a lot to be learned here, especially for those that are thinking about traveling for the World Cup or for renting out your house for the World Cup. Her name is Rebecca King, and she had 15 people that were coming here, 9 including small kids. And it was called the Lux Warwick Mansion. It is at 4340 Warwick Boulevard. I want to be clear, if you've never booked Airbnb, that when you research it, it doesn't give you the exact address. Because one of the things she was asked was, well, you live here. Why didn't you go drive by and see what it was? You don't get the exact address until you book. So there was no way to know that ahead of time. The listing said, a spacious, elegant retreat in the heart of Kansas City. Sleeps 8 with 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 7 queen beds, 2 full kitchens, a formal dining room, billiards room, large walk-in closet, and 2 jacuzzis. You'll have everything you need for comfort, fun, and relaxation. The pictures are stunning and match that description. They look beautiful. And it wasn't cheap. It was about $750 a night, or $5,300 total for the rental. You're supposed to look through the reviews, mm-hmm. which is what she did. And not all the reviews were awesome. There were 29 reviews on the site, and the Star says there were a handful of bad reviews. And it's a question of, would this be enough for you to not book it? Because she did. She read the reviews and she booked it anyway. One of the reviews said this place had a carpet of mold where their HVAC was, extremely unsafe. If you have allergies or asthma, do not stay here. Could not get past the mold. A month later, another customer said, we weren't able to use the bedroom or 2 bathrooms in the basement the entire trip because the basement flooded with sewage twice during our 3-night stay. Jeez. The entire house was not very clean in general. Blood splatters in the bathroom. Other things I'm not going to mention. Mm. Dead flies
blood
in the
splatters?
Window seals.
How does that even, I don't know. How do you not have
anyone cleaning it?
Anyone cleaning
yeah.
it. And blood splatters. Like, that's It's not just a red flag. That is just a drape of red.
The word dirty comes up a lot in other reviews. Dirty refrigerators, dirty floor, dirty countertops, dirty sinks. But the majority of the reviews glowed with positivity. They do a 5-star rating on Airbnb, and it had 4.2 stars. So okay. Some people ranked it a 5.
And it's also, I agree with you, you should check reviews. But there's also a problem where some people will nitpick things to death.
Absolutely.
And it becomes... I've not done of anything involving where I'd be reviewed or anything, but I know from talking to people that they'll complain about it. Like, it's not fair. I did everything right.
Right.
I got one thing wrong. They they thought that the ad said heated pool, and I never said it was a heated pool. So they gave me, one star, despite the fact that everything else was perfect because they misread the ad.
And usually, because I follow a couple of people on social media that have said that, you can fight that out with Airbnb.
Yeah.
And Airbnb will change that score.
Really? Okay.
But you're right. It's anytime you're looking at reviews of anything, look for consistencies. Look for people saying the same thing over and over, which to me, those reviews did. It did say, Airbnb stated, next to the home's overall rating, this home is in the bottom 10% of eligible listings based on ratings, reviews, and reliability.
So the question then is, how, if you're dropping
$5,300,
mm-hmm. on the Airbnb in total, how much responsibility is on you to see the red flags versus the platform to police itself? Because my gut says it's actually shocking that this does not happen more often when we're trusting glossy photos, juiced reviews. You can pay people to bots to review stuff. I don't know how well they police that kind of thing on Airbnb.
Clearly not well enough.
Yeah, because it's 4.2 stars. Mm-hmm. That's not that bad.
No, it's not, which means that some people really loved it. Now, if you want to be super skeptical about it, I would say, well, did the 5 stars come from family that stayed there, and then wrote, who knows how well they validate all that stuff. So this woman spent the $5,300 and it would serve as the family landing spot. 7 people would sleep there, but it would be kind of the home base for everybody over the Thanksgiving. And she says it turned out to be what the bad review said. Her memories of her rental experience are anything but happy. And what's been even harder is that she's trying to get money back from Airbnb, and she's got pictures posted of black mold. She created a file called House of Horrors on her computer.
Wow.
If I didn't know that was mold, I would think it was bugs that are all over it.
It is bad.
Among them, a photo of a porch planter filled with dozens of cigarette butts, broken blinds, suspected mold, a broken window pane, a sharp and broken refrigerator shelf that she said cut her mother, clogged drains, standing water in the showers, an unworkable garbage disposal, a rusted washer, stranger's hair left clogging a drain, unlocked doors to closets, and other areas that were stacked with furniture and belongings that she worried would be dangerous for her young children. And again, all these pictures are up. If you want to see it.
Well, the one picture they have up there is, what dates are those? Oh, for the World Cup. If you rent this same mansion for the World Cup, June 15th through the 19th, even just like not even for the whole thing, it'd be $23,000 for this place.
Yeah.
And
you would get that. Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
And somebody probably will do it though, because they don't know any better. And they're rich, and they've been saving up for 4 years to go to the United States for the World Cup. And then they get here, and this is the kind of place that they're dealing with.
This is why a lot of cities don't like short-term rentals, in part. I mean, a lot of them don't like it because of the noise and the neighbors and the complaints and stuff like that, but because you don't want to have situations like this.
Yeah.
Kansas City, Missouri has 1,000 short-term rentals. That is an incredibly high number. I did not realize it was that many. And they're trying to meet increased demand, so they're lowering the fees a little bit during the World Cup. It is a lesson, but I don't. Airbnb, I feel like, needs to do a better job then. How many listings are on Airbnb? I mean, if we've got that many here, how many does Airbnb have? And it's kind of like you have to fix it on the back end, and you would hope that, because she's just trying to get a partial refund.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I couldn't track down the exact Reddit post, brain freeze there for a second. But the second I walked in there, I would have taken pictures of everything and contacted Airbnb and said, or contacted the owner and said,
we stayed at a place one time when we were doing an East Coast trip. We drove to through New York and then we drove down to Washington, D.C. and stayed in a place, Silver Springs, Maryland. And it was supposed to be the entire place to yourself, except for it wasn't. It was just the top floor of the place was to us. And not only that, there wasn't really any separation between us and them. There was just a staircase that went downstairs. We walked in and there was some guy walking from one like in the hallway down at the bottom of the stairs. I was like, what the hell is this? And it was almost like we were staying at a hostel or something. Mm-hmm. It's just some family apparently lived below this Airbnb. And I reached out to the owner and you're like, yeah, you do have the entire place yourself. He's like, I only have the top floor. And it's like, you did not specify in the ad that this is a split level. Mm-hmm. And now there's just people below us. And by the way, these were not friendly people. They were screaming at each other the whole night. And we couldn't sleep.
Yeah. To answer my own question, and if I know we have calls that we can get to too, I would not have booked this place, not to victim blame here, but there was enough consistency
in the reviews.
Like if it's one or two bad reviews, that's one thing. But when people consistently say the same thing, I would look for another option because again, it wasn't cheap. It was $7.50 a night. Look for something else that doesn't have those bad reviews.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Martin in Kansas City. Hey, Martin.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great. Good. So you're an Airbnb owner, right?
Yeah, there's lots to unpack with this. So I own a couple of houses down by Branson, and I talked to Dana and Parks about this the other day. We are hyper vigilant about the folks that stay with us. I mean, we'll reach out to them when they arrive and be like, okay, is everything okay? Is there anything that you see that you don't like? And it just seems like in this circumstance, there's a lot of laziness going on that this so-called owner or, you know, whoever owns this property just really doesn't care. And the fact that they have this many instances with bad reviews really shows just kind of a lack of, you know, who cares.
You know, it is because I'm sure, Martin, you're a conscientious owner and you said you're very vigilant about this. But it is, if you've stayed at a bad, it's tough to get any reconciliation for it.
Yeah,
I know you've experienced this. I stayed in a townhouse one time in Florida and somebody, for lack of a better term, left a turd in the toilet. Like, and by the way, had then put the plastic cleaning thing over it. Now, maybe it like backwashed up or something like that. But like, we were like, what the hell is this? If that was in a hotel, I would have gone down to the front desk and be like, hey, I just want to let you know, like whoever's doing your cleaning screwed up because there's literally poop in our toilet.
But well, I can tell you that Airbnb and VRBO and bookings, they're all horrible. You can't get anybody on the phone, even as an owner.
Oh, yeah. No, I when I was in the Silver Springs one, I was I was online with a chatbot for like 30 minutes trying to get some kind of reconciliation for it, and I didn't get anywhere.
So, Martin, what advice would you have to people that are booking Airbnb? Because if I'm somebody that's considering booking an Airbnb or Vrbo or anything ever, and I, you know, the reviews are a little sketchy, but it had a 4.2. What's your advice to potential clients of Airbnb to avoid this?
Sure. Well, a couple things. Number one, and I hate to say this, but look on Facebook Marketplace. At least on there, you can get an address, like you had said, Jamie. Number two, you can get a hold of someone directly, an owner. You're not, you know, faced with a chatbot from Airbnb or whatever. And number three is you can have a direct conversation with the owner or the property manager and say, hey, look, you know, do you guys have good reviews? Do you have your own website or whatever? Airbnb is fine, but like you had said, I mean, you can get your friends to kind of go in and say, hey, give me a great review here or there. But again, it does take a lot of work on an owner's part to get to that super level host type of scenario. It took us 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's sad to see this type of rhetoric out there, I guess, in the marketplace that gives us all a bad name.
Yeah, and to be fair, it's not all of them. It's just one horror story. And I think, I also have a dozen stories I can give you about bad hotels I've stayed in.
Sure,
The only difference is, again, with a hotel, I can go down and complain to the manager or to somebody, say something to somebody.
Yeah, there's somebody on site that you can go complain to.
Martin, go ahead.
You bet. Well, I would just say, I mean, to the folks that are coming into town, just do your diligence, you know, look up the super hosts and make sure that, you know, you can have a conversation with them as to, okay, you had a bad review here. What happened? Because things happen. It's happened to us, but we've always mitigated the issue.
Yeah.
All Thanks, right. Martin.
Thanks so much for your call.
Appreciate the insight.
I have Airbnb open. I kind of want to do this as a bit coming up. But if I give you some of the specs of an Airbnb and the relative area that it's at, do you think you could guess how much it is per night?
Are we talking in Kansas City?
In Kansas City. It's the Kansas City area. Yeah. The Kansas City area. Okay.
Because I've looked. I'm curious sometimes.
I will tell you, I set the sliders almost all the way up. So these are all over $750 a night.
What dates did you put in specific dates?
I put in, that's a good question.
That'll matter.
It's a very good question. I put in New Year's Eve.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, what is the, I mean, I guess Christmas, but like New Year's Eve would probably be a big one to rent a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do that coming up. And don't forget, Coats for Kids. Just do yourself a favor and text your donation to KMBZ Coats at 44321. Again, just $25 buys one coat, $50 buys two. Just make yourself feel better this holiday season. Make sure a kid out there has a coat. It's KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To me, this woman from Overland Park, that is when Airbnb has an advantage over any other source that you can use for somewhere to stay. You have a big group of people coming together, and nobody has a house that's big enough. You've got 20 people. And so you rent on Airbnb a big house for everybody to be in one place. And everybody's got their own bedroom. And you've got big kitchen that you can cook in and all that kind of stuff. And this woman has spent, she said, between 40 and 50 hours communicating with Airbnb trying to get back her $5,300 for this place that was an absolute nightmare.
Good luck.
Have fun.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to play a little game then. It's called Airbnb Price is Right. You and Quentin will play against each other. What I'm going to do is just read off a listing for an Airbnb in the area. These are all very high priced. They're $750 a night. So that's your baseline. Okay.
So they're going to be at least $750
a night? At least $750
a night.
Okay. That's going to be your baseline.
New Year's weekend.
Yeah, and it's for New Year's Eve to New Year's Day. Okay. So it's just one night, but it is, you know, big party night. So I'll give you a rough synopsis of the place, and then you guess, close without going over, how much it costs per night. This is a massive four-bedroom, close to the plaza. It's the entire, by the way, all these are also the entire home. Okay. 14 guests, four bedrooms, eight baths. Eight beds, and then 2.5 baths. Welcome to our spacious 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath house, perfect for groups of up to 14 guests. Each room features a 42-inch TV and cozy beds for a relaxing stay with over 2,000 square feet of space and a driveway that accommodates up to 3 cars. Convenience and comfort are guaranteed. Book now for an unforgettable stay, they say. Again, close to the plaza, 4 beds.
Pool?
For bedrooms, 8 beds specifically.
Does that pool?
Does not have...
Or like hot tub?
Pool. You would think... let's see.
Usually they want you to know that.
That's a great...
Because it'll affect the
price. It's a good question, though.
Yeah.
I don't... Has a hairdryer.
Fantastic. Great. So do I, in fact.
Ethernet connection. It also has Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I don't see anything about a jacuzzi. And yeah, I'm not seeing that. So.
Okay.
It has fire pit, barbecue grill, private backyard, private patio or balcony, pets allowed.
Okay. That's big.
There you go. Okay. So how much is that place per night?
I'm saying $1,200 a night.
$1,200 a night. Quentin.
I was going to say $1,250, but now I feel like I don't want to be that
sure
guy.
You can be that guy.
I'll say $980.
You are both. Off. It's $840 for one night.
Wow.
$840 for one night for staying at a house near the plaza.
Okay.
All right. Next one is a loft with 3 beds, 2 baths in River Market and City Center. That's kind of a wide swath we're calling mm-hmm. there. But this 2,000 square foot loft in the City Center River Market area near parks, art and culture, restaurants, bars, and the streetcar. And by the way, they emphasize the streetcar is free. You'll love this stunning loft because the ambiance, the neighborhood, and the market on the weekends, the comfy beds, and brand new everything. The loft is good for couples, solo adventurers, business travelers, families, and large groups. Fully equipped with Wi-Fi, access to log into your streaming accounts on main TV, and a TV in each bedroom.
This, sounds like I'm shopping on Amazon, where they try and throw in as many adjectives as possible.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say $975.
They also have a hairdryer, just so you know.
Also, can I just say Wi-Fi is not something they should be bragging about
anymore.
That should be a base
item. It
should
be a given.
Yeah, just like the hairdryer should be, quite frankly.
But everybody does have it. Yeah, but Bluetooth sound system, HDTV with HBO Max, Hulu, Netflix, Roku, and standard cable.
You said all these are over $750 a night.
All these are over $750
a night. I'm saying $750.
You're saying $750? Why?
Yeah.
Because it's a loft?
Because how many people does it sleep?
You said
three bedrooms?
This is 4 3 bedrooms, 4 beds, so 8 guests.
So yeah, that's
total,
why.
If you're willing to double up.
That's why I'm at $750.
2 baths.
I don't know that this is worth $750, but...
I will say the pictures do it justice. It's very, like a lot of leather.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a chaise lounge that is leather, dimpled leather too, where it's like,
oh yeah, with the little buttons over your
buttons.
Back.
Yeah. So you're saying $750. What do you say?
I said $980.
$980. Quentin is closed without going over. It is $1,570 a night.
Let me see the pictures.
There you go.
Because that's ridiculous. Because by comparison, the one on the plaza was how much? 8-something?
Yep.
And it slept 14 people?
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out why they think this is okay charging the money.
It just takes one person.
Also, if I'm renting a place for New Year's Eve.
Oh, you don't have to touch me. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah.
The exposed brick is nice.
No, it's very good looking. But I wouldn't.
You only sleep that many people. That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't want this for New Year's Eve either. I can't have a party in a loft. People are going to be calling the cops on me. All right. Next one. 5-minute walk to plaza. Plaza, whichever. Charming KC getaway with a hot tub.
Ah, there we go.
So it's near the Plaza. 8 guests, 3 bedrooms, 4 baths. I'm sorry, I keep saying that wrong. 8 guests, 3 bedrooms, 4 beds. And 1.5 bath.
Okay. That's not a lot of baths.
This is a guest favorite, one of the most loved homes on Airbnb, according to guests.
So they say.
5 stars, 13 reviews. That's not a lot of reviews.
That's not a lot of reviews.
1 block to Luce Park, 3 blocks from the Plaza, and the newly launched streetcar. 12-minute drive to Arrowhead, 8 minutes to Westport Nightlife, 10 minutes to Union Station, Jesus. Crown Center, and Crown Roads, Crossroads. Colorful, art-filled home. Enjoy the 2-car garage. Updated kitchen and bathrooms, 4 TVs, and a cozy book-lined space. The front yard deck and backyard deck is a great place for socializing. The backyard deck has a private hot tub, adding more amenities daily. So they're adding more amenities. But does it have a hairdryer?
And does it offer Wi-Fi?
Yeah. It does have both.
Wow.
There you go.
Maybe I'm cheap. It's probably going for higher than, I'm going to say 900.
Mm. There's noise decibel monitors on the property.
Oh, that's so that you don't get in trouble. That way you have a big party. I kind of like that,
especially for New Year's. Anyway, I'm sorry, what would you say again?
900.
900.
Mr. Barker, I'm going to say 1250.
1250 a night for that. Jamie is closest without going over is 970.
Well, and I was thinking higher. I thought like they were going to charge more.
The jacuzzi really pushes that.
All right, this is the last one, and I will help the both of you out with this and let you know that this is easily the most expensive one I'm on a list, and so far per night, the most expensive one in the area. So this is the most expensive home in the area. It's the Southmoreland Mansion. Okay. Sleeps 28. But then also,
I don't have that many friends.
It's a 16 plus guests, which I mean, I guess Airbnb maybe only lets you list 16 guests. I don't know. 14 bedrooms, 14 beds, 15 baths. Hosted by Cozy and KC, a super host for 7 years. Welcome to Southmoreland, a beautiful restored 1913 mansion, just steps from the iconic Country Club Plaza. With 14 unique bedrooms across the main house and the carriage house, this property offers a distinctive and comfortable alternative to a typical hotel stay. Guests enjoy access to a shared kitchen and elegant common areas, perfect for relaxing or connecting. Whether you're visiting for work or leisure, you'll love the charm, space, and unbeatable location of this Kansas City gem. All right. But does it have a hairdryer? It does. It also has a bathroom.
It better have like 14 hairdryers. There better be one in each bathroom.
Did I read anything about a hot tub though? That I don't know why that's such a big deal for people.
Because it adds value if you're with your significant other.
Yes.
Apparently that's
fire pit, outdoor furniture, outdoor dining area, barbecue grill, free parking on premises, free street parking. It does not have a jacuzzi though.
Okay.
They have wine glasses, a coffee maker, a hot water kettle, oven, baking sheet, a blender, barbecue utensils.
For that size of a house, you better have 2 sets of all of it. There better be a second kitchen somewhere.
I mean, it is huge. I will grant that. And it is very pretty. It's very nice inside. At the same time, I cannot.
And they rent the whole thing.
For the life of me, understand why anybody would pay this much for it. But, you know, that's to each their own.
I would love to know how many nights a year this is actually booked.
Based on the price, they only need to get 1 or 2.
Right. Right.
This seems like a place you'd have like a small wedding at.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. That might maybe. Oh, this does not have any reviews, by the way.
Oh,
none. So you'd be the first.
Oh, wow. Okay so it
again. Just to sum up, if you just joined us, we're doing
fancy.
Airbnb prices right. This is the most expensive Airbnb in the area. Again, 28 guests can stay at this place with 14 bedrooms, 14 beds, 15 baths.
Quentin, you go first.
We'll just go with a flat 5 G's.
5 G's.
Oh, I'm going a lot lower than that. I'm going to say 2,500.
Very smart.
A night.
Jamie wins. Close without going over. $3,694. $3,694 for New Year's to stay at the Southmoreland Mansion.
I want to find that property now and just see what it looks like.
If you're doing like, you know, like a vow renewal or something, I think that sounds like a good place to go.
That would be, yeah, you're right. Yeah. And $3,600 for, I mean, you'd probably easily spend that much on, if you were getting married on the location you get married at anyway.
Right? I also think I do math on the number of people that can stay there. You said 28 people. Let's assume it's 14 hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
200 a night.
Yeah.
So think 300 a night there.
Yeah, you can split that up pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not that bad.
So.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about this. A monkey ban in Prairie Village.
Of all stories.
Finally.
Today.
Finally. Because I don't know about you, but whenever I go to Prairie Village, it's just nothing but monkeys. They've got monkeys like we got squirrels everywhere else. We'll talk about that coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, this proposal in Prairie Village is about one monkey and one family. Oh, okay, so this is out of Fox 4. Prairie Village is weighing a full monkey ban, a change that could uproot a 2-pound spider monkey from its family. Tina Skelton owns the 2-pound spider monkey. She has stuck to all city ordinances and has a license for the monkey named Oakley, mm-hmm. whom she has had since last year. Current city code allows monkeys weighing 20 pounds or less, so well under that limit. She said applying a new ban, which must, like they wouldn't be grandfathered in, would ban them from keeping their monkey and would create a devastating situation, not only for the family, but also for Oakley, who is bonded with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Prairie Village wants to be in line with most other Kansas City area cities. They also cited public safety concerns, saying monkeys, even small ones, pose risk of bites, scratches, and transmission of diseases. The police chief recently said they got a call that a monkey had scratched a child at a city park. The monkey's owner agreed not to let the monkey off leash again at a city park to avoid incidents. I want that picture.
Of the monkey on the leash?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I need the evidence of that happening. The third reason.
Can I, real quick, if you're walking through the park and you saw a guy walking a monkey on a leash, what would be your reaction?
You stole it. I'm thinking you stole it from somewhere.
My reaction would be, I need to go away. I need to get away from this person. I saw somebody walking a cat on a leash the other day. I was like, I don't want to have anything. I don't want to make eye contact with this person.
They put them in strollers. Yeah. They're cat strollers for cats.
There's some animals that belong on leashes. Other ones, it just looks weird.
Cats don't like being on leashes. No. Most cats
I'm assuming
won't
a monkey doesn't like being on a leash either. Dogs like it. Dogs are idiot little servants. They're fine with it. But the cats are too independent. Monkeys definitely are.
You don't have to take cats for a walk.
Yeah.
Ever. They don't need to be walked around the block. The third reason was expert recommendations from organizations like zoo associations, humane society, local veterinarians who all advocate against keeping monkeys as pets.
All right.
She's saying it's a matter of fairness. They relied on the city's previous approval and now they would have to get rid of it. Yeah, it's not fair that they would, because it feels like this is aimed at her. It's not, to me, it's not fair. Like, have a ban if you want, but make it from here on out. Don't make it retroactive.
Right.
For
don't go back
people
and
that
say,
already have them.
Yeah. Well, except for if they're the reason for the ban, then
I guess. According to the previous meeting's agenda, there is currently one licensed spider monkey under 20 pounds in the city. Do you not think it's Oakley?
It's got to be that.
It's got to be Oakley.
So here's the thing. On one hand, they're not wrong. Monkeys aren't golden retrievers. They are smart. They bite. And if this goes sideways, it's going to be a headline, not just a nice little vet bill. The city has to consider worst case scenarios and not just go, aw, he looks cute in a diaper. And that's the monkey Oakley is their little baby.
Yes.
But on the other hand, this is such peak Prairie Village to make this a priority.
Yes.
To make the there's nothing else that we have to worry about. There's nothing else going on here.
There's one licensed monkey that meets the
and
ban.
And we need to have town meetings about it.
Yeah.
Town that will literally absolutely tolerate e-bikes in shopping centers, drawing the line at a 2-pound spider monkey in someone's living room that, granted, scratched somebody once. I don't know. It to me seems like an out of whack priority thing.
Again, I go to, okay, then from a PR standpoint, then you need to make it a bigger ban.
Yeah.
Don't just pick on spider monkeys because it really does sound like it's just Oakley that they have a problem with. Make their ban about anything.
Exotic pet ban.
Right. Make it a bigger.
Can't have iguanas either.
Right. Like, hey, we're going to think about this for the future. We're going to anticipate any possible pet that someone's going to want to have. We're going to look at other pets that other cities in the area ban, and we're all going to be consistent and do it all at once.
Because other cities have banned these.
Right.
Yeah. And the problem I have with it is reflexively, and I think many of you are probably feeling the same way, because this is Prairie Village, it's like, yeah, of course, this is the city that tried to ban Christmas lights
right
10 years ago. Of course they're going to have a problem with somebody having a monkey. Like, they don't want anybody weird. They don't want anybody who's not normal or conforming. They want everybody to just have a standard dog. You can't have a Labrador or a Golden, but they have to be a retriever.
Okay, so what other animals then transmit rabies are known for? Because we've got the raccoon
guy. Apparently.
Well, so are raccoons banned as pets everywhere?
Pretty much, yeah.
Are they? Okay, yeah. So then let's just do a ban against whoever the Humane Society says is known to transmit rabies, and let's just ban all of
ban
them.
Ban all those?
It's the timing I hate. It's fine. All those are good arguments for not wanting to have pet monkeys in the city.
Yeah.
It's the timing of you have one little monkey that it's going to affect.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's all about
it
just
it feels
that.
Like it's targeting this family. Yeah. Yes, Quentin.
Well, then you're going to have some weirdo that's like, well, you know, possums don't transmit rabies. So, you know, now I want to keep Possum Joe with me.
Possum Joe.
And armadillos transmit leprosy. And that cancels out rabies.
Can we?
Just have a kid. If you want a spider monkey, just get a toddler. It's the same thing.
I mean,
it's cats not can transmit, actually.
Cats can transmit rabies, and we're allowed to have those as pets.
Well, is this that's their basis for this? Is that it could transmit rabies?
It's
the monkey?
One of them. It's three
of
them.
If a monkey could, a human could. So we're gonna ban humans?
That's what I mean. We have cats. We have other animals that carry rabies, and we allow those.
You know, actually, that would be the ultimate Prairie Village thing to do. Would be we're banning human beings. Nobody's allowed to live in Prairie Village
anymore.
We'll
let Palantir build their AI center in Prairie Village.
That's exactly right. We'll have you can have a Sims family in Prairie Village, but you cannot be a human being living here anymore. It's just too risky.
Males are known for sexual aggression. The spider monkeys.
Oh, and spider monkeys.
I'm reading all about spider monkeys. Because I was looking. Why are spider monkeys dangerous?
Totally off the reservation. I was like,
yes, and?
Yeah.
They're zoonotic illness transmission like herpes B when stressed.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Zoonotic means between species, right? I don't know. When stressed?
Only when they're stressed.
Only when they're stressed.
Isolated or poorly socialized in captivity. They have powerful limbs, strong arms, sharp teeth that can cause significant injuries, even if they seem to be playful. They can become aggressive, mean, and sexually aggressive, particularly males in captivity. They carry a bunch of diseases. Okay.
I don't want anything with a opposable thumb as a pet. That's my genetic advantage. I don't want to neutralize that out on the field. Okay.
The 10 most dangerous primates in the world. Now I'm on.
Chimpanzees are the worst.
They are on this list. Yeah.
Spider monkeys, whatever. Like Ross on Friends had a spider monkey. If that dork could handle a spider monkey, I think that everybody else would be okay. Chimp would be bothersome because they are strong.
Yeah. Humans are on here, of course. Gorillas.
Okay. Wait, humans as pets?
Well, they just said the most dangerous primates in the world, and humans are on here. I think we're past that point in life.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. One Albert Einstein spider monkey, and we could even the table.
So they're still talking about it. The ban is not. You need to grandfather her in. If they're gonna do this, you got to let her keep up.
But they're specifically targeting her.
It seems like it.
Yeah, that's obvious because I can't imagine there's a lot of people. 913-586-7798. If you're in Prairie Village and you own a spider monkey, let us know because I don't think there's anybody else.
If you do, then you are breaking city code as it is.
Well, yeah, maybe don't admit it. Well, we won't rat you out, but. Is there anybody in Prairie Village besides this person who owns a spider monkey? I doubt it.
If they do, then they're it should be registered.
And you're right. Why be so specific with it?
I let Graham have the rule, but grandfather her in.
Yeah.
And let her keep and tell her, like, do the rule that if your spider monkey causes any mayhem, then now the rule applies to you and you gotta give it to a zoo.
Well, it's also this is my problem too. I think if this was Kansas City doing it, or if it was...
They don't have time for this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They don't have time to do it.
If it was
like
Overland Park doing it, then, I wouldn't think that much of it. But because it's Prairie Village, and they're just kind of always doing things like this, it's hard to take this at face value as like, well, no, we're just looking out for the best interest. It's more like we're trying to regulate weirdness.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to micromanage how different you can be and what you can have that's off.
It feels like Leawood is the HOA of town.
Yeah.
It's like they're this very small little world and
right, yeah,
picking on every little thing.
913-586-7798. It's midday.
Well, no one's volunteering that they are an owner of an illegal spider monkey in the city of Prairie Village, but that's not stopping them.
Not so far.
From pursuing the ban anyway.
From the text line, I live in Prairie Village and ride my ATV in my yard. Only issue they have with me is my trash cans being visible on the side of my house.
Gosh, that is not a problem in Kansas City. Let me tell you, that is a rule in Prairie Village that your trash cans can't be visible from the side of your house.
I'm assuming. Yeah.
What if you don't have a garage to put them in?
We should. I could just do this based on memory. Like the dumb things that cities have tried to ban over my cumulative 8 years at the station. Leawood, I remember, was banning rain barrels. That was a thing.
Oh, like to collect rainwater.
To collect rainwater.
Stop me for a second.
Because it wasn't safe. Like, it's your water. What do you care? It's literally
drown?
Falling out of the sky. And they're like, nope, you can't do it because those can spread disease. Prairie Village obviously had the whole Christmas lights fiasco about 10. It's like maybe like 12 years ago now. Now they're banning monkeys.
Maybe.
Or yeah, a monkey. They're sure banning a like monkey. It. Let's just, it's the anti-Oakley law.
Mm-hmm. I'm just so dumbfounded by the trash can thing.
Yeah.
If that's, does that actually, is that a rule anywhere? But I know HOAs have their own rules, but we have people in my neighborhood that'll leave their trash, like what if they're gone for a couple of days? The trash can will be out by the curb for a few days.
I am 99% sure that's a rule in Overland Park as
wow.
well.
Wow. No, that's, we don't have that rule.
Because... Yeah, but if you don't have a garage, where are you supposed to put the trash cans?
Yeah, there are people in my neighborhood that put them on the side of the house because my garage, if I had my car in it, would not fit. There would not be room for those trash cans. So I keep them kind of between the garage and the front door, sort of.
You know what I miss? One thing I miss about living in apartments is having just a giant dumpster you just dump stuff
into.
You don't have to worry about trash day. Trash day is such... My wife, God love her, gets into such a neurotic frenzy around trash day because she's terrified that they either aren't going to, like last week when it snowed, mm-hmm. well, what if they don't pick it up? Or what if they do pick it up? We don't have our trash cans out there. And she's losing her mind Tuesday. She's like, everybody else has their trash cans out. Are we supposed to put ours out? And I was like, they're not coming to pick up the trash today. I'm also home today. So if they do decide to come pick them up, I'll run out there
really
fast. And guess what? They didn't come. All right. Coming up. We're going to talk about how to deal with seasonal affectiveness disorder. Are you sad? Well, then you should take the hints that these Nordic countries are giving you because they deal with low daylight a lot. But is the real solution just drinking? We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. gifting Omaha steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.